Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Good morning, Anita. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So I am sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And as you are listening, this is the Home Show Garden Pros. It is a co-op of locally owned nurseries throughout the Houston metropolitan area and beyond. And Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is sitting here with us today to answer your questions and your calls and your comments and concerns about your green spaces. You have also heard from Plants for All Seasons with Sherry Hera, and Enchanted Forest was here with us last week with Danny, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north has also been here with John Ferguson. And these experts rotate through here and answer your calls and questions, and it is such a joy and it's so fun. I learn something every week. I learn a task to do every week, and we really appreciate you being here, Anita. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I learn too. I listen to the show, and I learn too.
Yeah. We've got master gardeners who listen, and we've got newbies. Mm-hmm. And we learn from each other, because on the website, thehomeshowgardenpros.com, we have folks sending in questions, mm-hmm. ask a pro. And sometimes somebody will send in a comment and they'll say, hey, I heard this listener, you know, maybe they could do this. And mm-hmm. it's just so fun. It's just a little community of, hey, let's figure this out together.
Yes.
But of course, you guys are the experts, the Home Show Garden Pros, and we appreciate you being here.
I don't think anyone's an expert when it comes to Mother Nature. She's right. Always throwing curveballs to us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she's in charge, that's
yes.
for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading some articles, and I can't remember what nursery or even what part of the nation it was in, but someone was bragging about their, you know, two generations of knowledge. And I'm thinking, we should sit down sometime, Home Show Garden Pros, and count up our years.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that.
Or your years,
yeah.
You know, between all of the locally owned that mm-hmm. we have here, the Home Show Garden Pros, because I think almost everyone is multi-generational.
I think so too.
So
yes.
So you are sitting down listening to the right place mm-hmm. at Home Show Garden Pros. And this is a chat talk show, question show, comment show. And give us a call at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number. And we are here all morning at 281-833-3333. But I must advise, if someone's got a comment or a question, give us a call, because towards the end of the hour, we have to cut people off, or the end of the 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their coffee's kicking in and they're like, oh yeah, I need to ask about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, check it out now. Wander your backyard and figure out what's on the task list. What is on your personal yard task list this weekend? Anita, do you have anything that you're...
I'm still working on all the weeds that came up from last year's incessant rains.
Okay.
And trying to get that under control.
Yeah.
I pretty much had to give up because I had other things to focus on. My garden got really choked up with weeds.
So. Right. And then that happens. I mean,
it happens, the minute
I turn my back, you know,
yeah.
there's a new area of weeds.
Yes.
But in my grass, I've kind of, it's manageable
uh-huh.
pulling them
yeah.
right now. So
probably because your soil is so fluffy.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
using the compost and the... Humates Plus.
Humates
yes.
Plus, mm-hmm. yeah. And I also, at the beginning, before the summer started, uh-huh. I sprinkled out the remineralizer.
Yeah, I love
from
that
Nature's
stuff.
Way. And I love throwing it because uh-huh. I do feel like I'm throwing out chicken feed, you know, because that's really how we're supposed to spray.
I use it in my propagation. There's one plant that we grow, a bog plant called dwarf papyrus, and it is floppy.
Okay.
And the mineralizer has strengthened it. It doesn't flop over so bad anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So I really like to throw that into the mixture of fertilizer that I use when I propagate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps a lot.
Well, it's magical. You can mm-hmm. see with a lot of these products that we talk about on the show
yes.
that you know, depending on what you need them for, I really see my grass or my plants thanking me, you know, within hours, 24 hours or so, you know, a day or so. I think, oh, wow, I've got a little more green here. Or like you say, the plant is looking stronger, a little more perky.
Yeah, stronger. I think you can't go wrong with mineralizer or microlite, any of those. You can't go wrong. You can't burn the plant.
Right. And that's important. Because people talk about, oh, I'm going to put fertilizer, quote unquote, down. And there, and I've heard every one of you saying, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. What are you using?
Yeah.
So it's important. You know, let's try our best.
John Ferguson does the best job of explaining why the artificial fertilizers can hurt the plant long term.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I love his explanation. Uh-huh.
And I forget what it is or else I'd explain it.
Yeah.
But it weakens the plant pretty much and it attracts pests.
Right.
Pests.
And it becomes dependent. Your lawn or your garden becomes dependent on these synthetics.
Synthetic, that's the word.
Yeah. At least that was my understanding. Mm-hmm. You're the expert, not me, but I love his explanation on that, how the dependency. And if we want to make our lawn stronger and healthier, you know, it's going to take some time because I know from Harvey, it has taken years to get my soil back to a manageable place and my grass is happier. So, you know, it does take time. But like Sherry talks about and John talks about, they don't even water.
I don't water.
And you don't water.
And I don't have a good lawn at all. It's not been established the way they have. So it's turned brown completely. But I'm just leaving it that way because I want to see if it comes back. Grass is supposed to, has evolved over time to survive droughts and come back.
Yeah.
So if you're in one of these people who cannot afford or does not want to waste water on your lawn, then don't. It'll come back eventually.
Right.
So I'm watching my lawn turn brown, and
except
where it's over the septic field, and it's nice and green there.
It's very happy.
Yes. I want to see. I want to see it do it.
Right. And I think John Ferguson was talking about the depth of the grass, or maybe Danny last week from Enchanted. I can't remember. One of you guys was talking about the depth of the roots in our St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of
John has said that, and I don't know how he figured this out, that the roots can go down 11 feet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to tap into that wetter soil way down there that has not dried out.
And that was part of the reason why I know Home Show Garden Pros talk a lot about understanding when we should water.
Uh-huh.
And I know you have told me, well, just look at it, you know, sort of read your plant.
Yes.
But one of the keys that I learned, and we have callers all the time talking about their watering systems, if they're lucky enough to have one. And the pros say, hey, don't water every day. That just no way, because the roots are not going down deep enough. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you do water, water slowly and deeply, as if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw that water up into the air.
No.
If you can't, you know, you can't avoid it in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
But in the cases, like I just take my hose and let it ever so slowly dribble on the plants I don't want to die.
Yeah.
And I leave it overnight, and then I'll move it to another spot.
Yeah, just
that's
the dripping.
That's how I'm watering.
And see, I used to think that that was just for the oak trees, you know, slowly, you know, water them. But now I'm understanding it. The grass and the really needs it slow and deep also.
Yeah.
So that's a key. That's one way to save water, you know.
Yes.
Don't waste it every day because it's not really doing your grass any good.
Yeah, well, like if you have a yaupon, you don't need to water that.
Okay.
It's native here. It knows how to survive a summer, and it will be fine.
Right.
But some of your other more exotic, like I water my taros that I've established in my garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
some of them. The other ones I don't, because I've had these taros in my yard for over 20 years. During the drought years of that was almost 3 years. In 2011, I didn't water at all, and there were no taros. But I didn't plant any new taros, and man, they're all over the place now. So they've got that bulb.
Right.
And that's what's helping it survive through the drought years.
And established versus not established.
Yeah, established.
Also, because a lot of people are moving into new locations or they're planting new items, so that we need to consider too. But like you say, read your plants. Look at them.
Yes. Yes, I grow a particular plant, water celery. It's a bog plant. And I noticed it turning yellow and brown sitting in water. Okay. So I knew it's more of a cold weather plant. And I thought, you know what? This plant does not want to be in water in the summertime. So I yanked them all out.
Interesting.
And they'll limp through the hot weather. They don't like it.
Yeah.
But then once spring, fall comes, I'll put them back so that they're sitting in water like bog plants like.
Right. Reading it and patience, I think, is really important in playing in our backyards.
And get up early to do it when it's cooler.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, this is Sandy, but I have Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we would love to chat with you after this.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow-release and will not burn. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to The Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of The Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. You can find them. Beautiful location, absolutely relaxing place to stroll. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have something on your specific to-do list, strolling around your place and all of our Home Show Garden Pros will give you some ideas or even things that we really need to be prepping for. Is really important. Now, tonight, there's something going on.
Yes,
Nelson.
Tonight is Friends and Family Night.
Yay!
We have two of those a year. And the launching of the Ding Dang Sale. So it's, you get your first crack at the Ding Dang Sale. If you come before 6, we're not going to let you buy anything.
Okay.
You got to come at 6 o'clock. And then, we'll, of course, we will serve food. And everybody just hangs around and chats and talks and has a great time.
It is. I so look forward to your events during the year.
I look forward to hanging out with you.
I know. It is just, yes. It's a perfect time. Don't come in, at 4 o'clock, it's really hot.
Yes.
So I like to go to the garden centers, the Home Show Garden Pro centers, morning or, right before dinner.
Yes.
And my favorite time to play outside is after dinner.
Mine is early in the morning. I'm an early riser, so I get out there in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
yeah.
I sit there with my coffee and, get Charlie off to work and start my list of
to-dos. So how long can you sit without jumping up and running over and doing a little something to something in your yard that you see?
I know, because I like to hang out in that little bench area in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's where I do my homework for the show.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I get so many ideas. So this week, I was having a little bit of problems with one of my lantanas. Mm-hmm. You and Peter know how much I just love lantanas. I'm obsessed with them. I just think they're delicate, but they're hardy.
They're tough as
nails. And they sprawl out, and I just love that fluffiness. Well, one of them right in front of the dog's window at the garage, the leaves were looking, I don't know, they had a little bit of holes in them, but they had a little bit of brown. They almost looked burned a little bit. And I didn't panic. I'm like, okay, this guy's been here for years. He's going to be fine. But I did do the MicroLife seaweed, liquid seaweed, because I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's magical. Mm-hmm. So I did the whole front yard beds. Didn't do the grass because the grass is looking pretty okay, knock on wood. But then my next task is the backyard.
Because, to spray with the seaweed,
I think I might as well. I don't really see any problem, but, I didn't, I could have just done the lantanas, but I figured, you know, they could all use a little boost.
Well, I thought it was interesting what Sherry had to say about seaweed. She said that the seaweed helps these plants through the drought.
Yes.
So, yes, I spray with seaweed once a week, so and I might up it to 2 weeks, times a week.
And she does, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and like you said earlier, you can't hurt them with the MicroLife.
Should spray early in the morning or late in the evening, though.
Yes.
That's one thing you should do.
Right. Yeah. We need to remind people of that, because that is important, because otherwise it can burn it. It's not healthy for
the leaves.
I don't
know if it does or not, but let's be cautious.
Yeah. Okay. So early or late.
Yeah.
And then I was a little worried about the rain this week because I didn't want to spray it on there and have it wash off, you know, within hours. And my timing was fine because, of course, you know, we didn't see much rain.
Well, it's going to wash off up to the ground and still fertilize the plant somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
But we spray it initially on the leaves.
On the leaves. It can be used as a foliar feed, as well as just watering your plants with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that MicroLife seaweed. So that's on my list, is the backyard. So I'll need to do it one of the evenings this weekend. That's my first to do. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And happy 4th of July weekend. We will return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com. Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
How grows it with your veggies? Extend harvest time. Mulch your beds with pine straw. It's good for soil, too. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. It's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Anita.
That is another fun strolling location, Enchanted. Good ideas.
I've been known to show up there.
Yes, I know. You all sort of help each other and chat with each other, which I love. It's a community. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. And before we jumped out for a break, I was talking about my obsession with lantanas.
Yes.
And I do have other plants besides lantanas, but we have lots of fun stories about lantanas.
Yes.
And you've got something you were
going to
share.
Well, it's sort of a fun story. It's when I moved to Houston in the late 70s. And not too long after that, we had an economic crisis as well as a drought, and people were abandoning their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the home was empty. The lawns weren't watered. And the interesting thing, there was one plant that was thriving in the dried up landscape, and that was
the lantanas.
They're tough.
Yeah,
especially the native pink and yellow one. That was the one that I saw still growing in the landscapes of these abandoned homes.
Yeah, well, and walking on the bayou, I'll see, you know, wild lantanas.
Uh-huh.
And they're not getting, you know, sprinkler system water.
No.
So that gives you a good hint about them.
And the flowers look like little bridal bouquets.
Yes.
So cute.
Yeah, they look so dainty, but mm-hmm. they are tough little guys.
They are.
They
yes.
really are. So I had a set of them in front of a window out in my front driveway. And I remember when my dad was still driving, he drove up and he's like, "These are hanging over the driveway. You need to cut them." And I'm like, "I'm not cutting them. They look beautiful. Leave my plants alone." Well, then I guess I was talking with Peter or someone. He said, "Well, you can just transplant them." I thought, "Well, really? Okay." So we moved them over underneath a tree out in the front of the yard. And a couple months later, we had the freeze.
Yes.
And I thought, "Oh, forget it. Just forget it. These are going to be gone."
Yeah.
And Peter and Sherry and everybody said, "Sandy, just be patient.
Yes.
Just hang on a minute."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "No way. We just transplanted them and they look like sticks. They're beautiful." Mm-hmm. I mean, they are just fluffing over into the yard. And so, you know, that's a fun, hardy plant. And Joey was just talking about from Enchanted about the vincas and mm-hmm. periwinkles. Another good, it's not necessarily a drought tolerant, but it's a fun colored flower to be planting.
It is, and it
now.
Survives some winters, not the last two winters.
Right.
But we've had them planted in the landscape at Nelson's, and there's a red one. It comes back. And it came back.
I think we had one here at the mm-hmm. office also before the winter that came back after one regular winter.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love those vincas. And I just planted some yesterday. I had some left over from that commercial shoot that we did.
Yeah.
And I snatched them and I've got them planted in the front. So, you know, some color is nice mm-hmm. when it's so hot.
Well, one of my favorites is the cascading one to put in pots because it'll cascade down the side of the pot.
Okay.
Looks real pretty.
Is it a certain color? You can get the cascading in...
Cascading comes in all the colors.
It does.
Yeah. And it's called Cascade. So, you know.
So
there's
the
uprights and the ones that flop over.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, mine are really filling out mm-hmm. and I love them. So that's a great idea. And then for a shaded area, we've added some caladiums.
Yeah.
And that's fun because you can get color. Or you can get variety, at least.
Well, you get texture, too, because of the big leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun one to add.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking my front oak tree needs some color over there.
I was visiting Shangri-La, which is in Orange, Texas, and I highly recommend our listeners, if you're driving on I-10, you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Head over to Shangri-La for a couple hours of wandering around in their gardens. But they had planted in some containers some caladiums that were bright red leaves. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
I forget the name of them. We actually had them at our store, too. But they were out in full sun, and I think that helped them make the brighter red color, too. Oh, my gosh. They were amazing.
Wow.
No green at all. I'm thinking, how does this plant photosynthesize? I don't know.
Because I really thought they were happier with some shade.
Exactly. And they had them out in the sun. So,
nice. And that could have been the brightness. But mm-hmm. I like those as a variety because sometimes you don't need a flower, but you want some texture or color or height or, the caladiums are.
Well, I always say variegated plants are in bloom all the time.
Yes.
They're adding a little different color to the palette.
Instead of
all
just
the time.
Flat green.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm looking for to add maybe to the front trees. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And they have a fun event tonight, the Ding Dang Sale that starts at 6 o'clock. But don't go away. We are going to return right after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
My little darling is a firecracker.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We have had a slight reprieve in our heat wave this week. This weekend is a perfect time to get out in the yard and to reduce some of that stress that our plants in our yard are feeling with using MicroLife. MicroLife can reduce some of that stress that our plants are going through during this drought. This is the time to fertilize our turf and our ornamentals with MicroLife Humates Plus or MicroLife 624 or even the MicroLife Hybrid. This will last you all summer and it helps with water conservation. Great products, almost instant notice on what's happening with your plants and landscaping. I love the MicroLife liquids, especially the liquid seaweed. All of these MicroLife products will help reduce your plant stress and helps conserve water over time. MicroLife and I believe about healthy soils, healthy plants will produce healthy people. Look for MicroLife at all of our favorite Home Show Garden Pro locations or at MicroLifeFertilizer.com. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I am here with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we have Anita Nelson, just one of the many Nelsons at Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You and Rolf began this decades ago.
Yes.
And now the family is all involved and doing a great job with it and has expanded it. It's a beautiful location.
We have Mary and then our son Peter, who does all the design and landscaping work.
And a beautiful job of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he does your yard.
Yes, large and small projects.
Yes.
I've seen some posts of some very large.
Yes, he's done some big things.
Yeah. Almost corporate kind of projects, which are beautiful. You would recognize his work around town.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about our lawns and our whether we're watering or we're not watering to watch out and weeds. You know, we can't avoid the weeds. And who is it? I think it's Mike Sarant says, Sandy, the weeds aren't there just to bother you. You know,
yeah, he does say that.
I know. Well, I think I've gotten most of my weeds under control. But there's always, you know, you turn your back and there's, you know, another something that we have to figure out.
Yeah, there's that sensitive plant weed that's starting to show up.
Okay.
And it's one of those ones that you has a lot of little tiny, it's compound leaves, little tiny leaves. And when you touch it, it closes up and it makes a little pretty purple puffy flower. And my daughter says she has it in her yard, but she doesn't care. She's going to let it grow because she thinks it's pretty. But yeah, that's one that's starting to show up now. And I guess it's one of these drought tolerant ones.
Oh, that likes this dry.
Probably last year we had all these plants that loved all the rain. There's one, I can't remember the name of it. It's a China. It is from China. It's a invasive plant. And it was showing up everywhere. But I'm not seeing it as much this year, probably because of our dry weather.
Isn't it interesting how, you know, the ones that show up, there's a reason.
Yeah, actually it's showing up in my bog plants where it's wet. So they must like it wet.
Okay.
And in the few wet spots in my yard, I'll see it. So, yeah.
So if we don't want to live with them, like Mary is fine with living with them. But if there's a place where you don't want to live with them, pull them up by the roots if possible.
Yes.
And then nurture your soil.
Nurture your soil because the whole purpose of a weed is to actually make the soil better.
Okay.
With their roots. A lot of them will have these almost carroty-like roots that drive down into the soil. And they have evolved over time to the seeds land in compacted soil, and they are able to penetrate that compacted soil, whereas a lot of our ornamentals, a little daintier, don't like to grow in compacted soils. Lawns certainly don't. And so the weeds come in, and they're there to break up that soil. That's their job.
Right, right.
And, you know, you can see some landscapes in Houston where they never water them, but they mow them. So from far away, it's a green lawn. But if you get up close, it's pretty much weedy. That's just being mowed.
Yeah, that's just being mowed.
Every week.
Okay. Now, when you mow, do you mulch it?
Well, I don't gather up the stuff.
Yeah.
I just, you know, if you mow frequently enough, then those little pieces of grass aren't going to make the big nasty clumps that can lay there and can cause some problems. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I've even done that and left those there, and eventually they dry up and rot away. But as you can tell, I'm really kind of a lackadaisical person when it comes to gardening. I pretty much rely on Mother Nature to take care of a lot of problems for me.
And she does.
Yeah, she does.
Really? Uh-huh. It's like a little experiment out there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, a little mystery, trying to figure things out and what works and what doesn't. So on the weeds, I try and pull what I can, but then I have really learned to watch my soil.
Yes.
And I've learned that from the Home Show Garden Pros. So I thank you guys for that so much, because my lawn is a little happier because of it. Mm-hmm. So leaf mold compost is a really great compost to spread thinly.
Yeah, you can just do it by hand or put it in. You want to get the fine one.
Yes.
And you can put it in a spreader.
Uh-huh.
I just fling it out all over the place.
I do too.
Yeah.
I fling it because I actually like to play in the dirt. It feels really good.
I'm sure it's good exercise, flinging things around, too.
Right, right. Good stress relief.
Yes. Yeah. I think your two best tools for fighting weeds are Nature's Way leaf mold compost and pine straw.
Oh, the pine straw, yes. Now that in the beds.
Yes, that'll choke out anything, including nutgrass.
Really? Now, the pine straw I can use in my grass?
No.
In my beds.
Yes, okay. In your beds.
And I think that might be another task list for me, because I don't think I've ever used the pine straw.
It doesn't look as attractive in a lot of people's minds, but as the regular mulch.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually it turns kind of a grayish color and melts into the soil.
Yeah,
so
blends in anyway.
Blends in, but yeah, and as Sherry said, if you go to Florida, they just use pine straw everywhere, so that's what they like to use. And it really is effective.
Okay, on the weeds.
Yeah, I think, I don't know why it is, but it's lighter and fluffier and I guess taller.
Uh-huh.
So not as much sunlight penetrates down to the soil to germinate those weeds, but it really does work. I use it.
I'm having some compacting issues in some of my landscaping under some of my newer plants. So it's really concerning me, because I've got a couple of plants that are not looking very happy. So should I be breaking up some of that compaction, or should I just be adding some leaf mold compost or some other sort of mulch?
I think breaking it up, you might destroy some of the roots that are there where you've already planted.
I've already planted them.
You know, if it's a bare bed, you can go through and till it if you want to. But no, I would just definitely compost it.
Okay. So the leaf mold compost.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even some of the Humates Plus. Doesn't that help break up the compaction? Or is that
it
just
does. It's, okay. But it's sort of like a compressed version of, sort of.
Okay.
So just leaf mold compost.
The leaf mold compost in those areas. I think I need to do that around some of them, because, you know, it's stressful for my plants right now because it's so hot. And now I've got some compaction around some of the newer ones. So they're thinking, hey, wait, you just stuck me in the ground. Help me out here. Okay. All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-281-833. 2-81-833-3333. You can call and chat with Anita about what is on your to-do list today or this 4th of July weekend, and we will return after this.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Could sprinklers be killing plants? Check against overwatering. Saves green on the ground and in your wallet. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have all the lawn products that you'll need. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea. Fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now let's get back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens on Home Show Garden Pros. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we are chatting our way through this experiment we all call our landscaping and our lawns. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's a little science lab. And that's what we're here for, is to chat with you about maybe what's on your mind or what's on your to-do list this weekend. Mm-hmm. And don't forget tonight.
Tonight is our friends and family night, our ding dang sale, where we'll have plenty. We say ding dang thinking, you know, you might think it's because pots are dinged or chipped, but we have a lot of plants, pots that are perfectly fine. Yeah. Most of them are perfectly fine. Our plants are on sale. $10 and up, $9.99 and up, or 50% off. And then we also brought in some plants from a local nursery that were overstocks.
Nice.
So we'll have, you know, we want you to get these plants and take them home and give them care and love. You can plant them in the landscape, but watch them. Uh-huh. Or keep them in the pots till fall and plant them in the fall when the weather breaks.
So adopt a plant.
Adopt a plant, yes. Because the
give
plants,
it a home.
Actually, I hate to say this, but the plants that we got from this nursery, they would have gone in the dumpster.
Really?
Yes, because they can't afford to water them through, and they're not going to sell. They're only going to get worse sitting in the pot.
Perfect.
So we have rescued, this is a, what do you call when you'd rescue a dog? Well, we've rescued plants. We're fostering these plants and hoping that they get adopted.
That's perfect. Tonight.
Yes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have those on a special table
so
we can
they're
kind of.
They're on a special table.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
And they're going to be a little yellow because mm-hmm. the fertilizer has run out of the soil. They need someone to love and care for them.
Perfect.
And trust me, that's what I do all the time. I take home all the suffering plants at our store, and I revive all of them and send them back. You can do it.
Right. And the satisfaction.
Yes.
You know, that you have accomplished.
Oh,
you've saved it.
I've saved it. I've got a portulaca right now. I'm trying to make it green again.
Right. And it doesn't take a lot. You know, sometimes you just have to pay attention to, at least from my experience, which is not a lot, but I try and pay attention to my plants. And Sherry always says, read them. They're talking to you.
They are.
Okay, Sherry, what is it saying to me now?
You know, maybe buying these plants would be a good, they're going to be inexpensive.
Yes.
So it's a good experiment for a freshman gardener.
That would
be
good.
As Charlie says.
Uh-huh.
And to revive it, and you'll probably really increase your gardening knowledge by doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
I just had that idea, by the way.
That's perfect. Okay, so now these plants that you're talking about, are they for my landscaping, or should I put them in pots?
Both.
Okay. It just depends on what
they are.
Okay.
And as I said, these are plants that have been stressed. So you have to take care of them, and you can do them in two ways. Either plant them in their landscape, but you'll have to keep an eye on them because we're not going to get a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or keep them in the pot, maybe bump them up to a slightly bigger pot with fresh soil around the outside there.
Nice and healthy.
And some microlife and nurture it, yes.
Okay.
Until fall. And then fall, you can take this landscape plant and plant it. And it'll be fine when the rains come. Please, rains come.
Okay, point these out to me tonight because
you'll see them.
I hope Charlie's not listening, but that's on my list. That would be fun. That's
actually
perfect.
Maybe Charlie should get one of these plants and nurture it, and he might learn a little bit more about gardening. Maybe we'll get him hooked.
Right, yes. Right. Well, I think one of us being hooked on it is probably enough right now.
Yeah.
That is a great idea. I'm mm-hmm. That is very fun, but it's a little bit sad that you're saying, you know, if a nursery, a grower has too much, they might just be disposing of it. So come out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and you can adopt with a small purchase these plants.
Yes.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And the Ding Dong Sale. And, you know, you said that most of the pots are perfectly fine.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I think I got one with a tiny chip on it and it was going to be up against a fence anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who cares? And it's a beautiful uh-huh. pot. So anyway, join the Nelsons today out in Katy. Well, tonight, 6 to 8 for the Friends and Family Ding Dang Sale. Beautiful location like all of our Home Show Garden Pros, like Plants for All Seasons up on 249, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Centers, all lovely places to stroll around and get ideas. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are here to take your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333. We are here to take your calls. We are here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, and this is a co-op of locally owned, family owned, generation owned nurseries here in Houston and the surrounding areas. And these experts rotate through here and they chat with you about what's going on in your lawn and garden, everything green. So Anita Nelson is here with me this morning from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are having a great time chatting about just whatever comes to our mind.
That's right.
Our green and our garden. Mm-hmm. I love getting ideas. And, you know, we had June started with a bang of heat. I mean, it just hit us. I mean, it just went, you know, from 89 to 100 in no time.
It's like stepping into an oven.
Right. It was really hot. Now, mm-hmm. we got a little bit of a reprieve this last few days because, you know, we had some cloud cover. But it looks like the weather, we're going to get back up again. I mean, it is only July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a week from this Monday, 100-degree temperatures again,
and maybe not any rain for a little yes. while.
And what people need to realize is when it reaches 100 degrees, the plant pretty much shuts down.
Does
all
it?
Of its energy, it won't make roots, no leaves. It is all focused on, just like us, staying cool and surviving.
Okay.
So, for example, I stopped propagating last week.
Okay.
Well, I had to stop propagating. The plants were not growing. I mm-hmm. pot them up, no new leaves, wasn't setting down roots. Be aware of that. Relax. Pretend like it's wintertime.
Right.
Just pay attention to the watering, but don't try to do anything extra in the garden when it gets to 100 degrees.
Right.
Just keep the plants going with the water.
Right.
And organic fertilizers. I mean, this would be the worst time to put on synthetic fertilizers because
It
stimulates growth and the plants, it'll be weak growth and the plants, will at least they won't do real well.
Right.
So that's what I would suggest to pay attention. When it's in the 90s, plants are still growing.
Mm-hmm.
I propagated a whole bunch of stuff this week and, you know, got it all done as fast as I could.
It's like, come on, guys,
yes.
We have a reprieve.
Yes, and I will next week, too, because it isn't going to top 100 next week. But then I've got to stop.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and like, you know, we talked about a little earlier was reducing that stress. And you said, okay, watch our watering.
Yes.
We can feed them with organics.
Yes.
Okay, or nurturing it with some leaf mold compost if we need to give it some nutrition. But just be aware that they're sort of on hold right now, it sounds like.
Right. It's like if you're suffering from a cold, you're going to have tomato soup, not steak.
Right.
Because that's too hard to digest.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. And then we need to take care of ourselves, too. And
yes.
Like you said, your favorite time is early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sunscreen and a hat.
I don't wear sunscreen ever.
No.
So I just.
Anita.
I don't. And I wear a hat and I stay out of the sun. Well, I stay in the sun for a half hour at a time because you need that sun.
Right.
But then, yeah, I just wear a hat and I follow the shade.
Yeah.
If it's shady, I'll work in that area. Once it gets sunny, I move to another place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to work in the morning, I'm in the backyard.
Yes.
And in the evening is the front yard.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those are my shaded areas for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to wear sunscreen and a hat and plenty of water. So we need to make sure that, you know, we're watching our activity. But the morning and the evenings are perfectly fine. And then we can go to the Home Show Garden Pros shopping during the day.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy, you could wear they make clothing now. Our staff wears it that they don't have to wear sunscreen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The, I don't know what it's called.
I just don't, you know, it's just putting more chemicals on your skin. So
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, basically my nose and my face, but I have been wearing a hat more often.
Yeah.
We went to.
I think I'm going to bring you a hat.
You know what? I have
I'm going to bring a special hat just for you.
Okay. Well,
it's got a huge brim.
Oh, I love that.
Actually, I went to a museum one time of early Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cowboys were wearing hats that looked like giant umbrellas on their head.
Well, they're
because
smart.
They knew better than to expose themselves to the sun.
Right.
But they, I mean, there's a reason why there's such a thing as a sombrero.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, I mean, some of them cover the shoulders.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, we went to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you have to walk out through the gift shop. And I got this cute little blue hat, and it's got, you know, one of the Van Gogh flowers.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember which one it is, but I wear that outside every once in a while. Now, the brim is not really big, but I love it, and it really reduces my temperature.
Yeah.
And I have another hat that's got a hole in the back of it for my ponytail, which is wonderful because I hate my hair sticking on my neck.
Ugh, no, awful.
Yeah, that's why my hair is up half the time. So anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We know it is the 4th of July weekend. We have got a great opportunity to help our lawns and to look out for any stressors that are coming with this heat because we've got a couple more months of the heat and what can we do? So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will talk about maybe some things that we need to watch out for in this heat.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. Rockin' in the USA.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333. It's an easy number to give us a call at 281-833-3333. Join our conversation. We are having a great time with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are just talking about there's still things we can do. We can work in the garden and the yard 12 months out of the year here in Houston, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great benefit. And every season, there's something new to look for. You know, whether we're planting new things or whether we're, you know, nurturing something or looking out. So we've got the heat coming again, and we will have it for the next several months. So what are some things I should be looking for out there to prevent? Or maybe I've already got some heat damage going on.
I definitely have heat damage. One thing to look for is wilting. But wilting in the afternoon when the heat is normal.
Okay.
For some plants.
Okay.
The American beauty bush would be an example.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's wilted in the morning, that plant is stressing and it needs water.
Oh, in the morning
yes.
time. Okay. Uh-huh.
So I've got one of these American Beauty bushes that is completely wilting now. And I'm leaving it alone because I have a big yard. I have three
yes.
acres. And
mm-hmm.
I got plenty of native American Beauty berries. So I'm going to leave it alone and let it wilt and die and see if it comes back from the roots. And I bet it will.
That's awesome.
Will.
So if you're going to let it die... Are you going to cut it at some point or no?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll have to cut it eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing to look for is yellowing leaves. If you start seeing yellow leaves on the ground, that tree is stressing and you need to put some water on it.
Okay.
And if you have a tree die completely and the leaves are brown and they're staying on the tree, I mean, that tree is not going to come back and you need to get it taken down by an arborist as soon as possible.
Oh.
Because those... It is more dangerous for them to take down a tree that is dead than it is to take down a live tree. So they don't like if it's been dead for a while. They don't like it, and they'll charge you more to take that tree
down. Interesting. Maybe because
yes.
it's unstable.
It's not stable. It's brittle. It mm-hmm. could hurt the. I mean, those guys are amazing. Who arborists? If you've ever seen, they get up in that tree and they're
right.
How they take a tree down is incredible.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two hydrangeas, one in the front, one in the back. And one is, the front is in a perfect place.
Uh-huh.
It's semi-shade, semi-sun, but it's got brown leaves that are still on it from the bottom. The top has green leaves.
Well, maybe it's just shedding those leaves because it's not getting light and it doesn't need those leaves anymore.
Okay, all right. Now, what about scraping the bark? Remember,
no point to that. Well,
I don't mean period paragraph, not with the hydrangea.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to find out if something is dead or alive,
uh-huh.
I know Peter has told me to
scrape
the bark, look for the green underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have learned from you on the Home Show Garden Pros is be patient.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's easy to go, okay, it's dead, pull it up. But like you say, no, there's certain plants that, you know, if it's wilting at one time of the day, that's okay. You know, and mm-hmm. through this heat, I think being patient is very important. It sounds like, you know, we shouldn't make any rash decisions about yanking things up. Let's just get through the heat.
But, you know, I was thinking about, in fact, we had somebody send a picture of a plant that was starting.
The hawthorn.
Yes. And a hawthorn is not a real cold tolerant plant. It's not a native.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also thinking about... another plant, the variegated pittosporum. I had a very big, huge one that had been in my yard for 20 years. It did come back, but it came back weak. And it just...
Oh, yeah.
Some plants are just not... They're coming back, but they're never really going to be strong again.
Uh-huh.
And I think
this
that,
is after the freeze?
This is the
two
freeze.
Years ago.
And then
yeah.
another stressor is this drought. I mean, the hot temperatures that we're having, an incredibly dry spring.
Right.
And I think that's going to be the nail in the coffin for some of these more fragile plants that did survive the that survived Harvey.
Yeah.
And then survived the Snowmageddon,
freeze.
The freeze, and now we've got this.
Right.
This incredibly dry spring. I mean, we get droughts in the summertime, but this dry spring has made this drought worse.
Yeah. It's almost survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anita, I'm here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And we have got a line of folks calling in, Anita. So we are going to get them right after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss.
Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.